Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 3. But games are social. When we last witnessed gamers behaving badly, our heroes arrived in the town of Valleydrop in search of clues to the wizard behind the hobgoblin menace. Rather than conduct the search, noble knight Baymark Volcare IV and wizard thief Wizbandius set about on a quest for breakfast, searching for every possible ingredient for an omelet. While Bobby, the half-ogre barbarian, sat frustrated, and James, the generic fighter, sat simply confused, the pair covertly gathered clues for the next portion of their quest, in addition to making a spectacular breakfast. And now, having deduced the location of the fiendish wizard, Grand Pahaz, our brave heroes have come to the realization that they may be outmatched. Ever the wise adventurers, they have sought out the services of a holy man to heal any potential injuries. Rather than simply hiring an NPC, and because a friend of Earl's was looking for a new gaming group, the players have decided to have a new person join the group. On a probationary basis, of course.
I want to formally welcome Jim to our group. Thanks for coming.
Happy to be here. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jim.
Yo.
So, I don't want to force a character on you, Jim, but since the party is basically made up of three killing machines...
Let's be fair, it's only 2.5, and that's only when Craig rolls well.
So, basically never?
True. So, 2.5 killing machines and multi-class wizard thief.
Commonly known as useless.
Kind of like your mom.
Anyway, if there's a certain type of character you were thinking about playing, or just had an interest in...
Now that you mention it, I've always wanted to try...
Holy man.
Excuse me?
Earl doesn't want to say anything because he's a wuss when he's not hiding behind that GM screen, but we need a holy man. We're going up against a small army of hobgoblins here. Now, I'm not worried too much about my character, but the rest of these idiots can barely hold their swords, much less swing them. We need some healing magic.
Well, I played a holy man in my last couple of adventures. I was thinking this time around maybe an illusionist.
Ugh, no, please.
I actually think that sounds kind of interesting.
It has been a while since we've had an illusionist.
You're all missing the point here. It's simple, really. Healing. Magic.
Well, how about a troubadour? They have healing magic. Always wanted to play one of those.
Blech, loot repair does not count as healing magic.
I like this idea. You could chronicle and sing of Baymark's heroic exploits.
Like how he bravely falls on his face in the heat of battle?
That was his brother.
Okay, technically troubadours have healing magic, but we're not talking band-aids here, Jim. This wizard, Grand Pahaz...
Wait, what did you say?
The wizard they're after is named Grand Pahaz.
Really? That's... Sorry. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I know, right? Earl's never been real good at the name thing.
Coming from the man that named his character Bobby.
Anyway, with a name like that, this grandpa has is either a total badass or so embarrassed by his name he's worked hard to overcompensate, which makes him a badass. So you see the predicament here.
I guess.
Good man.
You know, Jim, you could totally make your character a holy man of Braganissus, the god of music, poetry, and epic tales. They almost always multi-class with troubadours. This way, we'd get the healing magic... And you can indeed chronicle the exploits of Sir Falls-a-Lot.
Please, no.
Wait, what?
Jenny's right. That would give you guys what you're looking for, and these babies what they need.
I like it, but if I'm multi-class, that might put me too far behind the rest of you.
You wouldn't suck any worse than Jenny's character.
Don't worry about it. I'll start you close to where they're at level-wise. I'm not that mean of a GM.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
Jim, think about what you're doing here. You could be signing the rest of the party's death warrants.
I'll take my chances. Besides, if they die, my character will likely survive, and it'll make a great story, so my god will be happy too.
You don't get bonuses for that.
All right, Jim, if you want to get out your dice, we'll get started. Alright, Jim, we'll iron out your background details later on. For now, let's just get on with the adventure. Everyone ready?
Yep, ready to go.
Okay, when we last left the group, you're about to set out for...
Wait a minute, Jim! Are you the Jim who used to play in Ryan Jackson's group?
Yeah, I did. Did you know Ryan?
Yeah, I gamed with him for a time way back in college. He always had the most epic of adventures.
Yeah, Ryan ran our group through the Dark Eye Weeping saga about a year back.
I've heard about that adventure. It's supposed to be one of the best written series of modules ever.
Is there a lot of treasure in it?
It was pretty amazing. Ryan did a great job, lost a couple of characters, but their deaths really added to the epicness of it.
What is that like exactly?
Wait, Earl, didn't you want to run us through that series a while back?
He did, but he chickened out. Couldn't handle the responsibility.
Funny. I remember having something to do with your insistence that you play a highly specialized dark elf wizard that seemed to be conveniently built to several of the key portions of this adventure.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that you read the whole series?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You must be thinking of something else.
Yeah, so anyway, Ryan is a cool guy.
Wait, was that the same group that Marky Sterling was in?
Yeah, he's kind of a douchebag, though.
Ugh, tell me about it.
How did you know Marky?
Well, I met him at a game store or something.
Or something? What does that mean? Did you guys date?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, you dated Marky?
I thought you said you never dated other gamers.
Yeah, Marky's the reason why.
You dated Marky Sterling? I have got to hear this story.
Let's just say that Marky could never, and I mean never, leave the gaming table.
What does that even mean?
Well, it started innocent enough. He'd give me a hug and call it hold person, or he would tell me I was a living charm person spell.
Oh, how sweet.
Then he took it to Creeper Town.
Let me guess, he whipped out his Rod of Lordly Might? Eh?
Oh no, that was way too easy. He went back and forth between Rod of Splendor and Staff of Size Alteration and Summon Monster 9 inches. Of course, he always made sure he mentioned these in conjunction with Magic Mouth. Yeah, when he referred to condoms as a periapt of proof against poison, yeah, I pretty much knew it was time to run.
Oh my.
Yeah, so I broke up with him the only way I thought he'd understand. Left the breakup letter as a scroll, and I told him I was casting Vanish on a relationship with all due haste, and he should consider a permanent glyph of warding on me from here on out. And that if he ever did try to talk to me, I would either feign death or have him meet Bigby's crushing hand.
Well done.
So yeah, that's why.
Honestly, Jenny, I'm surprised you ever picked up a pair of dice again.
Yeah, it was at least 6 months before I could hold a pair of D20s in my hand again.
Well, there's an image I can't unsee.
So, were we going to play tonight?
I suppose we should actually get to the adventure. Okay, so anyway, we last left your party.
Oops, sorry. It's work. I've got to take this. Seriously, it should only take 5 minutes. Okay, so maybe a little longer than 5. Sorry.
Right. Okay, so you find yourself soon to leave the town of Valley Drop. You've been staying at the inn hold on, my notes are all mixed up. Can you guys give me a sec?
You know, Jenny, I used to know a girl who was a lot like your old boyfriend, Marky Mark, there.
Yeah, he wasn't really my boyfriend.
Judging by your story, I'd say he was.
Yeah, she would take the dice and then...
You know, that reminds me of a story my uncle used to tell back when he was in Nam.
I know what you mean. My birthday is like a week away from Christmas. I always got hosed for presents.
Look, I agree that both Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne are geniuses, but they're smart in different ways, so you can't even compare the two.
Okay then, but who's wealthier?
Stark, no question.
Are you high? Bruce Wayne has more liquid assets, hands down.
And that's why Third Edition is the best ever.
I really don't think I can argue that.
Okay, so your party was in search of a holy man to aid them in their efforts against...
Holy crap, look at the time. I gotta go.
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, Scott Nelson, and Sean McHale. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. The soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.
Okay, so why couldn't you pick up a pair of D20s?
Mike, do I have to draw you a picture?
Might help.
I really want to apologize for not even getting to the game tonight.
Don't worry about it. I've seen worse. I mean, you shouldn't spend the entire session getting bogged down in every detail, like, I don't know, making an omelet or something.